Harper Audio presents Finessing the King, a Tommy and Tuppence short story by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
Finessing the King. It was a wet Wednesday in the offices of the International Detective Agency. Tuppence let the Daily Leader fall idly from her hand. "Do you know what I've been thinking, Tommy?" "It's impossible to say," replied her husband. "You think of so many things, and you think of them all at once. I think it's time we went dancing again." Tommy picked up the Daily Leader hastily. "Our advertisement looks well," he remarked, his head on one side. "Blunt's Brilliant Detectives." "Do you realize, Tuppence, that you, and you alone, are Blunt's Brilliant Detectives? There's glory for you, as Humpty Dumpty would say. I was talking about dancing. There's a curious point that I've observed about newspapers. I wonder if you've ever noticed it. Take these three copies of the Daily Leader. Can you tell me how they differ, one from the other?" Tuppence took them with some curiosity. "Seems fairly easy," she remarked witheringly. "One is today's, one is yesterday's, and one is the day before's." "Positively scintillating, my dear Watson, but that was not my meaning. Observe the headline. Daily Leader. Compare the three. Do you see any difference between them?" "No, I don't," said Tuppence, "and what's more, I don't believe there is any." Tommy sighed and brought the tips of his fingers together in the most approved Sherlock Holmes fashion. "Exactly. Yet you read the papers as much, in fact more, than I do. But I have observed, and you have not. If you will look at today's Daily Leader, you will see that in the middle of the downstroke of the D is a small white dot, and there is another in the L of the same word. But in yesterday's paper, the white dot is not in Daily at all. There are two white dots in the L of Leader. That of the day before again has two dots in the D of Daily. In fact, the dot, or dots, are in a different position every day." "Why?" asked Tuppence. "That's a journalistic secret." "Meaning you don't know and can't guess?" "I will merely say this, the practice is common to all newspapers." "Aren't you clever?" said Tuppence, "especially at drawing red herrings across the track. Let's go back to what we were talking about before." "What were we talking about?" "The Three Arts Ball," Tommy groaned. "No, no, Tuppence, not the Three Arts Ball. I'm not young enough, I assure you, I'm not young enough." "When I was a nice young girl," said Tuppence, "I was brought up to believe that men, especially husbands, were dissipated beings fond of drinking and dancing.